Fleetwood Mac, Say You Love Me, 1976, went up to number 11, written and sung by Christine McVie, and she didn't get quite the publicity that Stevie Nicks gets, but she did a lot of the writing for that group and had quite a few hits that she wrote there for them, too. So, welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama, and this week's show is about Valentine. My wife asked me before I was doing the show, she said, are you doing a Valentine show this time? Songs about love. And I said, well, I wasn't planning on it. And I got the look. You know what that is, guys. I got the look. I said, well, I guess I will do a Valentine show, but I want you to help me pick the songs out. So she did. We worked together on it, and she's not as much into music as I am, but she came up with some good songs, and we picked these out and going to play them. It's all about Valentine's and being in love and falling in love and just having a good time. So we're going to get started with Chris Isaak, and then Betty Everett's going to come in, and then the Platters. But this Chris Isaak song is a cover of an Elvis hit. Of course, Elvis did Can't Help Falling in Love with You, and from the movie Blue Hawaii. And I'm sure you remember that one, big hit for him. But this is Chris Isaak's version. And this is from a 2011 LP that he put out. So here we go right now, Chris Isaak and Can't Help Falling in Love.
wise men saying, only fools rushing, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flow surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. For I can't help falling in love with you.
That's where it is. Oh yeah, or is it in-
Platters, I love you 1,000 times. Did you ever have to write on the board? Maybe not in school for being punished, but he had to write, I love you 1,000 times. That's the Platters from 1966. Went up to number 3 on the pop charts, number 6 on the R&B charts. Of course, this was the Platters, a little later version. I believe there was only 2 original members in the group at this time, and that was Sonny Turner doing the lead vocal. On that particular song there. Herb Reed was still around and David Lynch was still in the group. But a good sound by the Platters. Betty Everett before that, the Shoop Shoop song. It's In His Kiss, 1964. Big hit for her. Went up to number 6 on both the R&B and the pop charts. And Chris Isaak got us started with Can't Help Falling in Love, 2011 LP called Beyond the Sun. And that was done at Sun Studios. And what he did an album honoring Elvis, Carl Perkins, Roy Orbison, Johnny Cash, and Jerry Lee Lewis. A lot of their songs is what he used for that LP. And he's got some really good sounds on it. Okay, let's keep going. We've got Starland Vocal Band going to get us started. Then Bertie Higgins and then the smooth Sam Cooke. So here we've got Afternoon Delight, Starland Vocal Band.
My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so exciting.
Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. Afternoon delight.
started out this morning feeling so polite. I always thought a fish could not be caught who didn't fight. But you got some bait waiting, and I think I might like heaven in a little afternoon delight. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. The sun gone down. Thinking of you's working up an appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite. And the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight.
Around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first cold winter together, lying in each other's arms, watching those old movies, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero, and you were my leading lady. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, missing all the things we did. We can find it once again. Sweet scene of surrender, when you gave me your heart. Please say you will play it again, 'cause I love you still. Maybe this can't be the end. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, kid, missing all the things we did. We can find it once again, I know, just like they did in Key Largo. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show.
darling, you sent me. I know you sent me, darling, you sent me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. Lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa, you send me. I know you send me. It's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know, I know, I know. You send me. I know you send me.
Sam Cooke, You Send Me, 1957, number one on both the pop and the R&B charts. And that's a great, great song to be playing here at Valentine's. And that's what we're doing today, is playing these Valentine's songs. Bertie Higgins before that, Key Largo, 1981, went up to number 8 on the pop charts. And it made it on the country charts, went up to number 50 on the country western charts. And Starland Vocal Band got us started. From 1976, number one hit for them on the pop charts, and it also made the country charts, went up to number 94. So had a few little country songs there. All right, doing these songs about Valentine's and being in love, my wife has helped pick out some of these, and I'm going to start off with one that she picked out coming up now. This is James Taylor, and after that we're going to do the Righteous Brothers and then the Dales. So James Taylor coming in with How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter. Understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do. How sweet it is to be loved. So fine. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a void. thank you, baby. Like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa, yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly.
special night. Do you remember a girl? That very special girl. Well, to the old and to the new, we rededicate this song to you.
Dales, Oh What a Night. And if that sounds different than those of you who remember the very first version from 1956, that's a 1969 version they did of that, and did a real good job of that. Oh What a Night, that's 1969. It went up to number 10 on the pop charts and went all the way to number 1 on the R&B charts. The original version, done in 1956, went up to number 4 on the R&B charts, didn't make the pop charts. But this was a real good version they did, the Dales. Righteous Brothers before that, Unchained Melody in 1965, and it was a number 4 hit for them on the pop charts, number 6 on the R&B. And then James Taylor got us started, 1975, number 5 hit for him, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. All right, let's see, we got another one my wife picked out coming up, Alabama. She's a big fan for the band Alabama. And then Rupert Holmes, and then Billy Joe Spears. And we're going to do one right now from Alabama called Feel So Right.
Whisper to me softly, breathe words of on my skin. No one's near and listening, so please don't say goodbye. Just hold me close and love me. Press your lips to mine.
Feel so right. Feel so right.
Lying here beside you, I hear the echoes of your sigh. Stay with me and keep me warm tonight. So hold me close and love me. Give my heart a smile.
Feels so bad. Feels so bad.
It wasn't half bad. Yes, I like peace. were smiling an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like piña colada.
Remember back when love first found us, we'd go slipping out of town, and we'd love beneath the moonlight, on a blanket on the ground. I'll get the blanket from the bedroom, and we'll go walking once again.
Billie Jo Spears, Blanket on the Ground, 1975, number 78 hit for her on the pop charts, but a big time number one hit for her on the country charts. Billie Jo Spears. Rupert Holmes, Escape, the Pina Colada song, 1979, number one on the pop charts for him that year. And Alabama got us started with Feel So Right, 1981, number 20 pop chart hit, and another number one song on the country charts. Boy, did they have a bunch of number ones. Real great group, Alabama. Those three were picked out. That set there was all picked out by my wife as we're playing Valentine's songs, love songs, and she knew a couple of those, and but I told her about the Billie Jo Spears, and she liked this, so she picked it out and said, let's put it on there too. So she's picking out a lot of the songs today as we're doing these Valentine's songs. And she picked out the beginning of the next set coming up. She wanted to hear I Got You, Babe, Sonny and Cher. Then we're going to have our double play of the day today. It's the same song. It's a different person singing, but it's the same style song anyway. We're going to have Percy Sledge doing When a Man Loves a Woman, and then Esther Phillips is going to follow it up with When a Woman Loves a Man. So get ready if you hadn't heard that one. I'm sure you have, but I hadn't heard it in a while probably anyway. But anyway, our double play of the day is going to be When a Man Loves a Woman, and then back with When a Woman Loves a Man. So here we go right now with Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe.
They say we're young and we don't know, we won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know if all that's true, 'cause you got me, and baby, I got you. Babe, I got you, babe, I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so, we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe, I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring, I got you to wear my ring, and when I'm sad, you're a clown, and if I get scared, you're always around. Oh, let them say your hair's too long, I can't go wrong. Then put your little hand in mine, there ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe, I got you, babe, I got you, babe. I got you to hold my hand,
I got you to understand,
I got you to walk with me,
I got you to talk with me, I got you to kiss goodnight, I got you to hold me tight, I got you to come on, let go, I got you to love me so.
Yeah.
Esther Phillips, When a Woman Loves a Man. And yes, of course, that is the, in a way, the answer song to When a Man Loves a Woman, which is what we played before that by Percy Sledge. Both of them were recorded in 1966. Percy's version, When a Man Loves a Woman, of course, it came out first, went all the way to number one on the pop and the R&B charts. And when Esther did her When a Woman Loves a Man, it went to 73 on the pop charts, number 26 on the R&B charts. So, but that is our double play of the day today. We play in love songs today in honor of Valentine's Day. And so we did When a Man Loves a Woman, Percy Sledge. When a Woman Loves a Man, Esther Phillips. I Got You, Babe, before that. Sonny Cher, 1965, number one on the pop charts, and number 19 on the R&B charts for the duo there. Okay, let's see. We're going to have to get out of here, so let's get one more set in before we do. We're going to get it started. We've got Lionel Richie going to go first, and then I'm going to play my two romantic songs, my two most romantic songs. We're going to do, I won't tell you what they are right now. I'm just going to play them. And bear with me as I do this, but we're going to get started with Lionel Richie. He's going to do Truly. And then we'll do the second most romantic song that I have on my list, and then the most romantic song I have on my list. So see if you can kind of guess along before we get started what it might be. All right, here we go. Lionel Richie and Truly.
Tell me only this, that I have your heart for always, and you want me by your side, whispering the words, I'll always love you, and forever. In my arms,
when it's cold outside. I've got the month of May.
Thank you.
Okay, how many of you guessed that I would play Wild Thing as my most romantic song? Probably nobody. 1966, number one hit for one of the pop charts. And I've always told friends, I said, yeah, My Girl was a great song, but Wild Thing's the most romantic song. Listen to those lyrics. What a song, Wild Thing. And before that, My Girl, Temptations, 1965, number one hit pop and R&B song. And just a classic song of all time written by Smokey Robinson. And that is, let's see, and before that we had Lionel Richie going doing Truly, 1980, number one on the pop charts and number two on the R&B charts. So, but a big seller for him over the years. Okay, thanks for listening today. We played a lot of Valentine's songs, love songs. My wife wanted me to do songs about Valentine's Day, and I let her pick a lot of these out. And she, in fact, she said be sure to play Wild Things. So I said, yeah, that is my number one romantic song. So. But we had a good time picking these out, and hope you enjoyed the show today. Thanks for listening. We got to go, so we're going to end with an instrumental. We always play an instrumental song at the end. And back in 1958, Roger Williams did a song called Near You, and it went up to number 10 on the pop charts, and I hope you remember it. Real nice song. And later on, Tammy Wynette and George Jones did a country version of that. Of course, this one I'm playing coming up is just the piano, basically, but they had the lyrics to it, but a big hit for them at that time. But this is Roger Williams, Near You, 1958, number 10 on the pop charts. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.